In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
What's goody, people? Welcome back to another one. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please, please give this video a thumbs up. I'm not going to keep y'all too long. I got to go to physical therapy and shit. My shoulder is killing me right now. But I want to get into Golden Beauty website and the scams she been doing as far as price gouging, like charging double for shit. Like, and this is a spiritual website that's catered to sisters, black women, you know, for the most part. And it's crazy. I want to tap into this. Shout out to Goddess Segment. I'm going to use one of her videos for this video. I hope she don't strike my shit, please. I've been tuning into y'all, and y'all definitely been exposing the bullshit, and I'm here to play my part. You heard? Let's get into my intro.
She asked, "What's more cuter than her pretty face?" I replied, "Financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby. How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick. I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, cause a black owned business is how the God come. How to find love and know, how to find hope and go. Mental health first, self-help motivational quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart. Show and prove just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart. How we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams. Yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single, but not for the streets. And my heart together, financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
Real rap, this nigga intro right there, something like, please follow me, my podcast, Political Hip Hop Podcast. It's on all audio streaming platforms, whatever you got on your phone, iCloud, iTunes, Spotify, whatever you got, I'm there. I want to get into Goddess Segment video. Like I said, I gotta go to physical therapy. My shit is fucked up. I just turned my camera around. This is Goddess Segment. Please subscribe to her channel. Goddess Segment. Beautiful black queen. Smart, very intelligent, articulate. And let's check it out and see what she got to say.
I can't. Like, she's picking with me at this point. I can't. So, I'm all for black businesses. I'm all for supporting right. black businesses. But let me tell you why people are so skeptical in supporting black businesses.
Talk about it, baby.
Because, First of all, I don't feel like your business is a black business if you go into a third party to get stuff to sell on your site. That's right. Not a black business. Because half of that stuff you're getting is made in China.
Right.
So how is it a black business? It's just a so-called black business with the face of a black person, but it's really everything is sold and made in China. Anyway, my website, I have a black business. I can make all of my things.
Yo, segment, you be on your bullshit. So anyway, my black business. So anyway, my website, I have a black business. Yo, you be fucking smoking they boots with so much fucking class. And your fucking sarcasm is just through the roof.
Everything I put, I use on my face. I use on my skin. In the shower, I have body wash. I have hair oils. I have all of that, you know. My website, I'm going to put it in here so y'all can see. So people be skeptical about supporting black businesses because
she's a scammer, Golden Beauty.
Websites, they put them on their websites and hike the prices up. Like right here. See, Golden.
Show the receipts, baby.
She's selling something for $47. I actually have the
price. That's crazy.
And I only paid about $20 for it. $18 for it. And I ordered it back in May. So today, I'm going to show you a tutorial on how to use it. Because
that's crazy.
Even when you purchase things, you don't really know how they work until you use the shit. So I'm going to tell y'all, so y'all, you know, can go on Amazon to get yours, because that's where I got mine from. Or you can go and give Golden an extra $30 that she's trying to get from you, okay?
Don't do that.
That's a scam. Scam.
This was Goddess Segment first receipt of the first item she's showing from Golden Beauty website. I recommend that y'all do not go to that website and spend your hard-earned black dollar. In one of my first videos about the domestic violence, the so-called domestic violence between Golden Beauty and Young Pharaoh, I actually shouted out her website in the beginning of the video. And I think I did at the end. And like, it just so, after seeing this, I wanted to just go and delete the whole video just because I shouted out the website, like on some real shit. I haven't deleted none of the videos from the Golden Beauty playlist yet. I still haven't decided if I should. I'm saying because I do want people to see just how far they go to cover up their scams and fraud and how they're using a serious issue like domestic violence to do it. And then in other videos, explain just how serious and detrimental that can be to the black community in a whole. But I want to stick with this fraud. Goddess Segment, King World, and Soul Energy. They doing a thing with this scamming shit, exposing this couple and everybody around them. And I'm going to stick to the script, you heard? I'm fucking with them.
She's scamming out here, y'all.
Right.
She's scamming. I'm just trying to show y'all. So, she's selling this on her website for $47. This is an incense holder, a comb, you know, burner, and it came with a mat so you can place your burner on here. So when I first bought,
ladies, if y'all ain't got no motherfucking fresh fruit in y'all goddamn house, you ain't living right, man. Them babies need some fresh fruit. You see, this queen got fresh fruit in the house, man. She living right. She eating right. She got her mind right. She doing her fucking thing.
This. You were able to sit your cone on here and then, you know, it looks like a waterfall. It'll be a smoke waterfall. So what I learned is you take your bobby pin and you take the little hole right there and you just clean it by poking it. Poking it out, right? Okay. Then she's selling her cone separately, But on Amazon, 100 or 200 combs come with it. So, you know, it's best you guys go on Amazon.
So, Golden Beauty, not only do you double the price on this item, not only do you more than double the price, but you're taking items from the Amazon package that's sold with the main item as an accessory to the main item, and you're selling it separately. You're selling it separately. If that's not dishonesty, I don't know what is, girl. And I don't know why anybody should believe anything that's coming out of your mouth after watching just this one video. And trust me, Goddess segment have a whole lot more.
Okay. Light it. So the whole objective of this is supposed to be like a waterfall. I can never just get this shit to see. The smoke don't even come down like a waterfall no more because
I hope y'all can hear the video clear. Please subscribe to Goddess segment.
I'm supposed to stay on the top and it's supposed to be like a soul energy that comes down.
And, King World.
Know, I had it since May, so that's why. Let me show you the top. Let me just show you the top. I don't wanna.
I ain't gonna front. That's pretty fucking
take
dope.
That off. But that's how it's supposed to be. And you can see the smoke coming down a little bit. See? Me and my daughter was so amazed at this when we first got it. I was like, oh, look.
I ain't gonna front. That's dope. That's pretty fucking neat.
I also have these shirts, but I'm currently not selling them anymore. But I'm just showing you, Golden, that, you know, we do business for real over here. I'm not just stealing from people.
Golden, this is a whole woman right here, Golden. You better watch yourself.
Okay. We branded. In fact, let me show you a product.
Show them, baby girl.
So these are a few of my
look, Golden, products. She's styling on you.
These are my hair oils. I have the night oil.
Golden, she's styling on you.
This is why my hair is so, you know, it's strong and growing. And
natural.
This is my anti-everything face serum. This is what helped get marks.
Love that natural
face.
Shit. I got knotty dreads.
This is the spot treatment for pimples, like, you know, spot treatment. We have black soap with lemon. This is what I use on my skin.
Nice.
We have Yoni wash.
Shit, I need some of that black soap. Shit.
We have men's body wash. We also have
nice.
Men's beard oil. And ladies, you can use this in your hair as well. We also have
unisex products.
We also have baby body wash, baby lotion, all that.
For all ages.
This is a black business.
Both genders.
And I'm not knocking anybody.
Golden, she just styled on you, Golden. I ain't even going to hold you. Yo, Golden, I'm not. She just styled on your shit. She just styled on your shit. Not only did this queen show receipts that prove you are jacking the prices up on your products, like more than doubling. If that's not, I mean, what the? That's Ice Cube, no Vaseline. I don't even want to use the R word. Like, I was trying to find the right way to say the R word. But yo, that was like no Vaseline. And then I'm not even going to hold you. Before I sat down to record this video, I went to see was the website still up. I went to see was the prices still there. And they are. And I decided to sit down and do this video. Golden, you out here bugging. Not only is you covering up Pharaoh scams with this YouTube shit in that bogus lawsuit, but you're definitely scamming in your own right by yourself. No help. That website is in your name. You're the face of it. That's your business. And it's definitely fraud. That website should be taken down and you should be held accountable for your actions. Hopefully nobody have been spending money with the website on some real shit. Y'all want the products Golden Beauty is offering? Please go to Goddess Segment website. She got it for the low.
I do, but I have trust issues and it's so many other nations of people that are trying to harm me and I'm an asset.
Right, baby. A fucking asset.
So I can't let nobody just sell me anything and say they made it and whole time they got it from China. And China is poisoning shit for the American people right now. So how can I...
Yo, that's the real shit. That's the real shit. If you black owned, it's black produced, black manufactured, made by black hands, crafted by black hands, a service or a product from the bottom, from the essence of that service and product, from the thought, the inspiration, the business planning, the paperwork, the business licenses, the 3 to 5 year business plan, mission statements, digital marketing plans, all of that is the essence of one's blackness if you are saying you have a black-owned business. So if you find yourself catching overseas wholesalers from people that don't look like you, then you're out of pocket. Segment is right. That's not a black-owned business. You're taking your black dollar and investing it in a Chinese sweatshop, paying pennies on a dollar for products, like Segment said, can be contaminated and poisonous. You don't even have to touch the product. They got shit nowadays, you breathe and die, i.e. the Rona. That's real shit.
Trust that. It's okay in China. They are literally locking girls up and women to cut off their hair to sell it to women here in America. If I can find that video when I first found that shit out, I'm going to post it because, ladies, them or you.
And a lot of y'all women out here selling them Chinese blood bundles. We ain't talking about African blood diamonds. We talking about Chinese blood bundles. Y'all just talk about black owned. And some little Chinese girl done got her whole head damn near decapitated for that goddamn hair. And you run around talking about black owned.
You know, I'm very aware of things. I'm very conscious of things. So I'm looking at that article like, okay, damn. They locking these girls up. These girls are angry. They're crying. They sad. That energy is transferring over to you, black woman.
Right.
You crying. You say it all the time.
Right.
You already eat bullshit. So all those emotions are transferring over to you. So now you just have problems. Mentally, you have problems.
Right.
Because all that is seeping into your head and it's just making you hate yourself. So you look at yourself and you hate yourself even more. I used to hate my hair. It would not be a time nobody would not catch me with no weave because I used to hate my hair. Black women were the first ones to teach me how to hate my hair.
Mm. Preach.
Black women were the first ones to teach me that. So take value of myself.
Right.
I cannot find the full video, but I see I blogged about it back in 2020. So click the link in my bio to read the full blog title.
Go check that link out.
Because we need to.
I just feel like people need to stop being lazy. People are being lazy. At the inspire. End of the day, people are just trying to say, oh, I have a business. I started my business. I have my own business. People just want to say that because it sounds good.
Right.
But there's a lot of work that goes into it.
Right.
Because when this pandemic first happened, I had to stop working my business. I had to stop promoting that. I had to stop doing all of that because the people I was working with, I wasn't able to, you know, get my products from them because they had to shut down shop. So it's like, okay, I had to wait. I had to sit back and wait. Like this, having a business is fun. My daughter loves everything about it. She loves nice. To put the labels on. She loves to just see nice. Me doing something. One day, my daughter made a deodorant. I didn't even tell her to. She had her own little label.
Teaching our babies how to be entrepreneurs. How to be self-sufficient, how to make something out of nothing, how to use their skills and talents and their passions to benefit others, to make a living for themselves, to earn every dollar honestly. That's self-love. That's inspiration.
So we have to do better as a community, as right. people, we gotta do better.
Right.
Because there's too many people just slapping their name on shit and trying to say, yeah, I did it. Bitch, you did not do nothing. Gold, I already told you gloves was off, and I wish you would leave me alone. Because I don't know. You just be showing how fucking stupid you are, and I just can't just ignore it. I gotta say something. These bitches are crazy.
Right.
That bitch is crazy. She
right.
ain't crazy. She's stupid. She's not crazy. Don't give her that title. Because some crazy people are very smart. She's stupid. She's stupid. The fuck? I'm getting tired of dealing with stupid ass people. And then they get mad at people who make this shit.
Leave alone, segment.
Bitch, I wish I would. And if you really know why, y'all know we shout for the best parts anyway.
Oh, shit. Price is right, head ass.
I say that that's such and such for $18. That's what we do. Girl, just because you say it's a black business, don't mean we're about to just give you our fucking money.
Right.
Girl, fuck you and that business. What the fuck? I wish I would. I'm just telling y'all to watch ourselves. To watch ourselves. These scammers do not have no way to get no money because their ego won't even allow them to go out here and go find a job.
Right. That part.
And then I don't even care if you work or not because all this shit that is going part. Down, especially with them trying to get very viral. And mm-hmm. they don't want it.
God damn. Please subscribe to Goddess segment. Pardon me. I'm sorry. Please don't kill me, Miss Lady. Yo, please subscribe to her channel. That was a great video. That video, I saw that video, and you can't dispute the receipts. You can't dispute the facts. Like, that shit is A1. Like, it's A1, people. You can't dispute it. If you follow us, of Golden Beauty, of Young Pharaoh, you need to do some self-reflecting. Take a look at yourself. See what's wrong with you mentally, what's going on in your life that's making you continuously follow these people day in and day out, watching their videos and their lives and feeding into the bullshit that they produce and regurgitate and force down our motherfucking throats. Black folks ain't dummies. We ain't stupid. We ain't ignorant. We ain't retarded. We have to know and understand when a con is a con. We have to know and understand we can't continuously fall victim by the iniquities and transgressions of our own people. They are here to harm you. They are here to steal and lie to you. Steal from you, lie to you. This is their mission. This is their agenda. And of course, there's higher uppers, because like I said in previous videos, that boy been touched. And it happened way back in his MySpace days. Shout out to King World for exposing his MySpace days. You've been touched. You was in some old white man back room, bro. You sold your soul a long time ago. And now y'all trying to clean up. But your transgressions against the black people that follow you is too overwhelming. It's too much. Too much information already been compiled and documented. Follow these three channels. Soul Energy TV, Goddess Segment, King World. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.